Today, I'm just going to go over to the temple room to chant with the devotees. We're keeping a vigil for the daughter of Gaurishakti and Adi Radhika, who was born with a serious heart defect that now, that was 2 weeks ago, and now it's going to have an operation, and that operation begins at 9 a.m. this morning and goes still around. At least according to plan, 2-3 in the afternoon. We'll see exactly how long it does take, and it's a very major operation, and even the recovery from it is also very major. So devotees are chanting Hare Krishna because our ultimate resort is Radhe Shyam, and praying for the welfare of little Padma, and strength to the parents who have dealt with the whole situation up to now, with real Krishna consciousness and objectivity. And it's a wonderful thing to see that Krishna consciousness gives us that ability to really deal with the reverses of life in a way that non-devotees can't. They just become completely stumped, bewildered, and fall into lamentation or faithlessness, and not so for devotees, and not so for Gaurishakti and Adi Radhika. Last night I had this really explicit dream. It was a very interesting dream. The whole economic structure, the whole world had really fallen apart, and I was an observer. I was just walking, wandering around from place to place, seeing how people were robbing and raiding food stores, and how there was no food left in stores. Cars were standing around on littering highways with no gas, and people were just running here and there, like in gangs, in a frantic way. It was very interesting. It was also very frightening. And that's why I woke up this morning, and then I decided, well, I'll just mention that. When I looked out the window, I saw New Brajadam. I felt very pacified, confident that when such event does take place, at least for those devotees who have planned in advance and based their life on developing a self-sufficient community which has its own austerities with it, but at least it has the luxury of being able to eat and being able to live in the inevitable eventuality that the society that we know around us actually crumbles, and it will. It's a historical phenomena that happens, and it's a spiritual phenomena. Srila Prabhupada told us, Bhagavad Gita tells us, when people live a hedonistic, materialistic lifestyle, they commit sins. As a result of their sins, they become punished, and punishment means that everything is taken away, and they suffer. Suffer punishment, suffering. Of course, Vaishnavas don't live the way non-devotees live. We try to adhere to the laws of the Lord, but unless we have actually selected an alternate lifestyle, we are dependent on them. This is why Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be independent. He wanted our farming community so that we're self-sufficient and we're not dependent on the world around us, because the world around us, although with the illusion that it's very secure, is not. It will collapse. I'm always amazed at how devotees think that it won't, that it will continue. My humble, although it may not sound so humble, opinion is that they just don't really understand both our philosophy and Srila Prabhupada's teachings. It won't, and it can't continue. When, how, I don't know, but when it does, it's going to be too late. It's like the example, Aesop's fables of the grasshopper and the cricket. The cricket just whiles away his time, fiddling away, while the grasshopper spends the summer collecting goods to prepare for the winter. Winter has to come. Summer is followed by fall. Fall is followed by winter. Winters are cold. There's nothing to collect at that time. World also works like that. The winter comes. You may not have experience of winter, but that's the way of nature. The way of nature is that after so much enjoyment, after so much peace, there's war. After so much prosperity, there's want. After so much sense gratification, there's suffering. So it's a good message to learn from grasshopper. Prepare for the winter of our lives, lest we be caught unaware. And also, like the rest of the world who thinks they can enjoy forever, are caught ourselves suffering. Hare Krishna.